good?
Rich has been kind of a little out of control.
That's mostly me.
Are you good?
Okay, I'd like to convene the Price City Council meeting for November 25th, 2025. I'll turn the time over to Steve Swinburne with Price Chapel to say the prayer.
Sure. Thanks. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just come during this week of Thanksgiving with gratitude. I pray that you would help us always to be thankful in every circumstance, and we're just grateful for all the blessings we have. We pray for our city, Lord, during this season of transition with the new incoming mayor and city council members, that you would grant them wisdom, that you would give us just great unity as a city and a common vision together as we move forward. We pray tonight for Officer Willow as he joins the force and serves our city. Lord, that you would bless him in that, that he'd be a blessing to others as he serves. So, Lord, we pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Item one, please join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item two, roll call. Let the record show that Councilmember Crisman and Jesperson are excused. Item three, safety seconds. I'll turn the time over to Councilmember Willis.
With Thanksgiving coming up, I just want to remind people there are some five common Thanksgiving risks. So cooking fires is always the number one thing. Please keep your food attended while you're cooking it. Watch out for using towels and things instead of hot pads to take things off the stove. Never leave food. Make sure that you're cooking your turkey to the proper temperature and refrigerate your leftovers promptly. Number three, vehicle accidents. Remember to drive safely. There'll be a lot of people on the road, and don't drive distracted or drunk or under the influence. Plan your travel accordingly to try and avoid any weather that might come up. Remember, slip and falls are also up there because you're going to have a lot of people in your kitchen. There could be spills, drinks, different things. You've got loose rugs and stuff around. Just pay attention a little bit more. And then cuts and burns. Again, be careful about taking hot items out of the oven and candles being lit and that type of thing. So just have a safe and happy Thanksgiving coming up. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, item 4A, swearing in. I'll turn the time over to Judge John Carpenter and for the swearing in of Officer Gage Willow. And I'll turn the time over to Chief, I guess.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind. Mayor and Council, it is with much pleasure I am able to announce our newest officer, Gage Willow, to the family of the Price City Police Department. Officer Willow comes to us from Colorado, and he's actually a Colorado Mesa County boy. He later decided that he wanted to come to Utah to help his brother with some construction, so that's where he met his now wife. He and his wife ended up purchasing a house in Palisade.
No,
or here.
No, we bought our first house here in Price.
Well, what drove Gage to come back was he's always wanted to be a policeman. So he had some good encouragement. We heard about him going through the academy. So keep in mind, it has taken us now 1 year and 6 months to finally fill this vacancy. We're happy to have Gage here with us. It's our honor. He just recently, after his graduation from the police academy, just recently had his first baby girl.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations to you all. And she is a beauty. But we're happy to have him. Like I said, his roots were mainly stemming from Colorado. We've now got some little tap roots growing, so we're hoping that we can keep him around. He's been an excellent addition for us. So right now, congratulations, Gage. And
thank you.
This is Judge Carpenter. You'll be in front of him plenty in your future. So he'll be swearing you in.
Hold this one for that one.
Perfect.
Make sure we both say the right things. If you please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
The ordinances of the City of Price.
The ordinances of the City of Price.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
We always require a 15-minute speech after.
I didn't prepare one.
That's perfect. They're hoping that. Then they get the real, okay, fantastic. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good luck.
And now Gage will go pick up calls.
Thank you, Judge.
Thanks, Your Honor.
Okay, item 4B, the presentation, consideration and possible approval for a fee waiver request, use of Price City Auditorium, Civic Auditorium. Bentley Bennett, Carbon High sophomore, will be in attendance to highlight the crowning confidence event to be held January 10th, 2026.
Hello, I'm going to pull up some notes on my phone just so I don't miss anything that I want to cover. But I'm Bentley Bennett, I'm Ms. Segalilis Teen, and I'm a sophomore at Carbon High School. And I am throwing an All Abilities pageant, and I wanted to see if y'all would fee the waivers for the Civic Auditorium for me to host the event.
Here is the sponsorship flyer. I don't have the regular flyer, I just wanted y'all to be able to see the sponsorship flyer.
Nice.
I have my service initiative is Conferencing Yourself, and I decided to create this pageant because I love doing pageants myself, as you can see, and I wanted to spread that joy to whoever I could, and I realized that people with special needs don't really have the ability and opportunity to be able to do pageants as they regularly are held. And I know that in Price we haven't really held anything like this, so I thought that I would start because when I just moved back from Texas, I wanted to do it in Texas, and now I finally have what I need to do it. It's giving them their platform to shine and to do what they need to do. Crowning Confidence aligns with the Confidence in Yourself initiative, which is my initiative, empowering individuals to feel confident in themselves, however they are, no matter who they are, because that's very important to me because of things that I've gone through in myself. I'm asking for your help by waiving the fee for the rental space for our event. We will not be charging a participation entry fee or for admittance to the event, but we are relying on community sponsorships and donations. We cannot wait to share this hopefully annual event with our community and make sure every heart gets a crown. Thank you.
So with that being said, I don't have a problem waiving the fee, you know, but do we want to participate? Do you see on the back of this? And Price City be a participant of to sponsor to start kick this off.
Lisa's not here, so you can do what you want.
Well, and I think that's the other part of this. I mean, that's nothing the auditorium, but this is to kick that off. And I Price City to be a sponsor.
I think we could place them and see.
Well, we have $2,500, so you can put that you can be the confident sponsor of what she's trying to promote. And I think that's worthwhile.
I have no problem.
Is that a motion?
I'll make a motion. We donate $250.
And waive the fee.
And waive the fee to the city.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Or I have a motion from Councilmember Richardson and a second from Councilmember Willis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
I think it's fabulous.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Who do we need to make that check out to for the 250 sponsorship?
Bentley Bennett to her. She'll take care of it all.
Okay.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. Okay. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank
you. Okay, item 4C for those that are left. Ordinance number 2025-005, consideration and possible approval of an ordinance of Price City, Utah, adopting the city council meeting schedule for the calendar year 2026. Motion.
I move we adopt ordinance number 2025-005, setting the city council meeting schedule for 2026.
I have a motion from Councilmember Miller, second from Councilmember Richardson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance number 2025-006. Consideration possible approval of ordinance of Price City, Utah adopting the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting scheduled for the calendar year 2026.
I make the motion to approve ordinance 2025-006.
Have a motion from Councilmember Willis, a second from Councilmember Miller. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, Board Committee Meeting Schedule and Holiday Observance Schedule 2026. Consideration possible approval of the 2026 Board Committee Meeting Schedule and Holiday Observance Schedule.
I'll make a motion. We approve the Board Committee Meeting Schedule and Holiday Observance Schedule for 2026.
I have a motion from Councilmember Richardson and a second from Councilmember Willis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, Resolution number 2025-26, consideration of possible approval of a resolution updating the Price City Planning and Zoning Permit Fee Schedule. I have a motion from Councilmember Miller.
Second
from Councilmember Richardson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, Resolution 2025-27, consideration of possible approval of a resolution updating Price Municipal Corporation job description for the position of evidence tech.
Could we hear from the chief? All the chief just left. Never mind. Nick, do you have enough information? Yeah.
So the police department was successful in obtaining a grant to fund a part-time evidence tech position, and so there needed to be a job description so it could be advertised and so forth, and so the position is grant funded and would be relative to that.
Okay, thank you. Then I move we approve resolution number 27 to establish the position of evidence tech.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Miller.
I'll second that.
Second from Councilmember Willis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, resolution number 2025-28, consideration possible approval of a resolution updating Price Municipal Corporation job description for the position of fire chief. You want to talk more about that, Nick?
Pursuant to the mayor's request, a few minor changes within the body of the job description and from a grade 22 to a grade 24.
Making him a director. Okay.
Well, I move we approve resolution number 2025-28, updating the job description of fire chief.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Miller.
Second.
Second from Councilmember Richardson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 5, consent agenda. Anything? Chair will I ask for a motion.
I will make the motion to approve consent agenda items A through D.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Willis.
Second.
Second from Councilmember Richardson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Public comment? Item 7, unfinished business. Chair will ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have a motion from Councilmember Miller.
Second.
And a second from Councilmember Richardson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned at 5:16.
Well done.